GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Welcome back. So busy show right across the evening. We'll have the new Connacht coach with us just after 8 o'clock, and then we'll be over to where the Northern Trust Open is on the PGA Tour. Seamus Power is playing. He could have lost his card last week. He managed to cling on to it by his fingernails. So we'll talk to Seamus Power about sitting in front of the TV on Sunday watching Sergio Garcia and praying for him to come in with some bogeys, which thankfully for Seamus Power, Sergio Garcia did. He had three of them on the back nine to keep Seamus Power on the tour. So it was dramatic stuff in the end. Dramatic stuff also in Mayo. We have Edwin McGrail on the line from the Mayo News. Afternoon, evening, in fact. Edwin, thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Joe. How are you?
Very well. So I don't know what it is with Mayo and some kind of drama, but you seem to be mad for it one way or another.
Yeah, just when we're trying to, you know, go off into the sunset quietly this year, we always manage to make news on some level. So yeah, it's for the second time in 6 weeks, it's centering around the Mayo ladies, and this has the look of one that is going to run and run for a good period of time, because this one doesn't look like one that will finish anytime soon by the sounds of what we're hearing today.
No, and it looks like one that could leave a really, really bad taste as well. I'll set out the context and you can take us through the last 24 hours. So back in June, and the Mayo News broke this story and we spoke to you at the time, 12 players left the Mayo team. 8 of them were from Carnacon, which is Cora Staunton's club, All-Ireland champions as well, we should say. And they cited player welfare issues. Still no real word on what exactly was going on there, or the specifics. I mean, it all went very quiet and there was no even real leaking of the story. But they left anyway. Mayo continued on in the championship without them. They were knocked out in the quarterfinals by Galway in the last 10 days. And so that was where we were. That's where we thought we were. The big question really, I think, for most of us would the Carnacon players and the rest come back? Would Cora Staunton come back? Those kind of questions. We didn't really think about what impact it might have on the club scene until last night's meeting of the Ladies Mayo County Board. Obviously, this is separate from the County Board, Ladies GAA and GAA separate. So what happened at the County Board meeting last night?
Well, effectively in Castlebar, Joe, last night it was the monthly meeting, and there was an update given as to the mediation process that would have taken place between the County Board, the inter-county senior team management, and the players who left in early July. And the club delegates there last night would have been given an update, and I spoke to Mayo Ladies Secretary Kevin McDonald earlier today. There were, I suppose, some restrictions in terms of what could be said, because large parts of the mediation process were meant to be confidential. But clearly there was enough information given, or certainly enough ascertained by delegates, that there was a strong feeling in the room against Carnacon, and that what was proposed arising from that discussion about the mediation was a sanction against Carnacon. And the sanction that the meeting agreed on, and agreed on overwhelmingly, 29-4 is the vote I've been given, that they voted 29-4 that Carnacon should be cited under for bringing the Ladies Gaelic Football Association into disrepute. That's Rule 288 of the official guide, to give it its full wording. Any member of the association found guilty of conduct calculated to bring the association into disrepute shall be liable to expulsion or suspension by the committee, board or council concerned. So that was the decision the meeting took, and then the next decision was what the sanction would be, and they agreed upon, and again by a large vote, that Carnacon would be suspended from club championship and club league games in Mayo for the 2018 season, and the vote here was 26-2 in favour of that sanction. Now, obviously, there's a discrepancy with the maths there. Yeah. Seemingly, there was a number of spoil votes for that second vote. But that was effectively what was ruled upon. The Carnacon, the defending All-Ireland club champion, six-time All-Ireland winning senior club team, will not be able to defend their All-Ireland, their Connacht or their county championship in Mayo this year. So absolutely sensational news, and we were all caught off guard. I don't think too many outside of those people that were in the room last night possibly saw this coming. Maybe a lot of people in the room itself didn't see it coming, but clearly it was clearly there was some strong feeling in there that led to the discussion going this way in the first place. But that's where we are with it now, and Cairncorn have indicated that they will certainly be appealing this. They're having a club meeting tonight. They may issue a statement subsequent to that, but they will appeal it. They have 5 days to appeal it to the Connacht Council. So that's the current state of affairs.
So Rule 288 is the one that relates to bringing the game into disrepute. We're on fairly steady ground, concrete ground, to say this is to do with them walking off the Mayo panel. There's no other issue that could potentially be at play here from a Cairncorn point of view.
No, that was absolutely confirmed. I spoke to Kevin McDonald about that. And I asked, for instance, what was the difference between the 8 Cairncorn players and the Cairncorn club being sanctioned as opposed to the 4 other players from 3 other clubs, Hollymount, Castlebar, Mitchells and Knockmore, if I'm not mistaken, that they weren't sanctioned or punished. So where was the difference between the two? And he said the sanction was unique to Cairncorn because other players left of an individual nature for personal reasons. Cairncorn withdrew their players. They contacted the county manager and withdrew their services. That is what was seen by the meeting as having brought the game into disrepute. It was the action of the club rather than its players. So Cairncorn contacted Mayo senior manager Peter Leahy at the start of all of this in early July to inform the Mayo manager that they were withdrawing their players from the Mayo senior championship squad for what was later stated by the players to be issues around player welfare. We don't know exactly how the conversation went with the Cairncorn representative and Peter Leahy at the time, but player welfare issues sensitive to the players involved were the reasons given in a statement to the WGPA on Tuesday, July 10th. So that's why Cairncorn were, I suppose, singled out here, that they acted as a club in a way that Mayo Ladies County Board and its delegates felt was brought the association into disrepute.
That's staggering. It's like it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. They're perfectly entitled to withdraw their players over player welfare issues if they want to. And they didn't do it without the players' agreement. I mean, they didn't just dream it up. Like, the players clearly talked to the club and said something's not right here. I mean, like, this is just, I mean, and this is saying something. This is one of the worst decisions I think you can remember happening. I actually don't even know where you start with something like that. They haven't brought the game into disrepute. Like, they just haven't.
No, and that would be the reason of a lot of people on this. And what I suppose, we don't know the findings of the mediation. We might assume that the findings of the mediation did not fall on the favour of Cairncorn and say that they were right, because there would be another avenue that would be explored if that was the case, and it would be someone else that would be in the firing line. But I suppose how it's one thing to say that we could not substantiate your allegations or what was said, but it's another thing entirely to say that and to sanction them as if these allegations were untrue and as if they were vexatious, which is effectively what this sanction is saying, that there was no grounds for it. Now, I spoke to Beatrice Casey, the Cairncorn Club Secretary. Like I said, they're having a meeting tonight. They're 100% are appealing, and her line on it was very simple. Our girls had genuine concerns and genuine issues that they felt were being overlooked, and that's why we got involved as a club. So I think that, and they're very much insistent on that, and they're very clear on that. So I think that is where everyone will that is looking on will be find this hard to understand. And it is very, very hard to understand, and we are still operating in somewhat of a vacuum in relation to in the extent of the issues or the precise nature of the issues. But I would say that whatever confidentiality agreements were in place up to now and were adhered by all sides up to now, I don't think they're going to last for too much longer with this decision that has been made. So I would not be at all surprised to hear Cairncorn players speaking about what has happened in the next couple of days. And that's when a bad situation is going to get a whole lot worse. But that's the situation, and that would be to no fault necessarily of the Cairncorn players, but that's the situation that we fight.
Well, then I agree with you. And when that happens, then the Mayo Ladies County Board will know all about the game being brought into disrepute, because this will be front page news and there'll be interviews and it will become a saga in a way which, frankly, in June, I was kind of surprised it didn't become, because everybody was so tight-lipped and this thing there was no leaking, there was no interviews given. Like, it was like they were doing everything they could not to bring the whole thing into disrepute further. So I think that's going to change now. And, you know, this notion that because the club got involved, of course the club got involved when there were eight players involved. I mean, and you wonder, so Sarah Tierney, the Mayo captain, plays for Holymount, I understand. How many, I mean, you wonder in their logic, how many players from a given club would have to leave before they would feel, well, that would meet their threshold for suspension from the championship? You know, is it two? Is it three? Is it four? Is it five? We certainly know it's eight. And of course the club are going to get involved when it's eight. And then, I mean, to punish the Carnacon management and the other players who've nothing to do with this and who are All-Ireland champions, you can only imagine how hard they worked last year. Like, I don't know. This just seems like an incredibly vengeful decision, you know? Whatever happened in June was tricky for everyone. And you could argue that the Carnacon players, including Cora Staunton, missed out not being involved with Mayo. Could be Cora Staunton's last chance of playing for Mayo. Who knows? She's not getting any younger. And so, like, I guarantee you the consensus in Mayo will be, look, well, that was punishment enough. Leave the club side of things alone. I can't see this coming down. I can't see the people of Mayo coming down on the county board's side here.
No, absolutely. And I think, I suppose, knowing what I know from ladies football internally in the county, what is clear from what we saw last night in terms of the numbers, this wasn't just, I suppose, the county board officers. It was delegates from all the ladies' clubs in the county that voted this way.
Okay.
You see a very clear feeling towards Carnacon, which, you know, there's no point denying that when you see the vote, when you see a vote of 26-2. And what that tells you is Carnacon are not a loved club within ladies football in Mayo, which certainly is strange when you look at their success outside of Mayo. They've won six All-Ireland, they've brought great glory to Mayo. I find it hard to pinpoint why it is that they're not well-liked within Mayo. Certainly their dominance of the club scene in Mayo is bound to be part of that, and they've had absolutely incredible dominance. They're going for their 18th successive county title in a row. No other team has won a Mayo Senior Football Ladies Championship in this millennium other than Carnacon. The last time they lost in Mayo was to Holymount in 1999, and they felt that that was a blip, that they had won the previous three or four senior titles before that as well, and they were missing Cora Staunton, who dislocated her shoulder ahead of the All-Ireland Inter-County Final that year. So they're utterly dominant. They win games at their leisure. I cannot recall the last time any team came within 10 points of them within Mayo. So perhaps that atmosphere is feeding into a room last night that just revolted against Carnacon. And it is hard to grasp just why that is, just why that feeling is so strong. But like I say, it wasn't just the top table of the Mayo ladies. It was clubs from all around the county. Carnacon obviously did have a delegate there, but the overall feeling in the room was clearly quite strong against Carnacon. And it's hard to know why that is, and it is hard to know why they feel that this is the sanction that is warranted. And I know from speaking to people, there are sanctions in ladies football that aren't available to that are quite unique to ladies football. For instance, Rule 193 says that the county boards have the power to suspend for a period of 6 months any player who refuses to travel or play for the county, which I was not aware of until today. So, you know, the old statement we all say, that no one is putting a gun to your head to play, like, well, it sounds like sometimes that might not quite be the case in ladies football. So there is a power there to suspend players individually if they refuse to play for the county, if the county board feel the grounds are there. But to take this action for the club and the rule being cited, it's not a very specific rule.
No, it's a very general term. It's suitably broad, Edwin. It's suitably broad here.
It's suitably broad, whereas that rule about individual players is very specific. And, you know, you could argue whether they deserve to be brought under it or not, but it's very clear what it applies to. the rule that rule 288 that Karen O'Connor have been pulled under is you know, there's any amount of different offences or perceived offences that could come under the remit of that rule, and it's very hard to see it surviving the decision of the Mayo Ladies Board. You know, not to preempt an appeals process, but it's very hard to see that sanction surviving an appeals process, which will take place in the next, presumably in the next couple of weeks, because the championship in Mayo has to, Karen O'Connor due to play their next round by the middle of September.
Okay.
And they're due to train, as you were telling me, their next training and it's Friday evening. So, you know, this does need to move quite quickly on a practical level. So it is, on so many levels, it's bizarre and unprecedented. You know, I've never heard of a sanction like this for a club in ladies football or men's football,
no,
hurling or camogie in the country.
No, it's the most severe punishment you can dish out. So 26-2 again was the vote in the amongst the delegates who haven't outside of Carnacone and obviously won a county championship in 18 years, and maybe that goes some way to explain things. So look, if we're to broadly tease this out then and try and get some kind of rationale, and I'm sure that will emerge over the next few days. You could read this that the Carnacone players are certainly being pointed to as the ringleaders for the walkaway. The Ladies Mayo County Board have consulted with management and players left behind, and they've adjudged this walkaway to have been not the right thing to have been done. But the finger has been very much pointed at Carnacone, and it's a punishment for that. And the delegates have either agreed with the county board, or else they've thought, you know what, sod it, let's just try and win a county championship, so let's join in anyway. So you know, that's kind of what's floating around. Or like, and we'll the problem is we don't know what happened in June and the reasons behind the walkout. Or like, there is the possibility that of the 26 who voted for this last night, they know what went on in June, and they are of the opinion that what the Carnacone players, the decision they had for walking away, the player welfare issue, that actually that falls on them and they were in the wrong here. And like, that is the only way that the Ladies Mayo County Board come out of this, and the delegates can come out of this with any kind of, you know, in any kind of acceptable way, where you say, okay, fair enough. But we still don't know enough about June to make a judgment on what's happened last night.
And also, you know, it was a meeting we were unaware of. We weren't at. We've been frantically on the phone all day today, trying to pull the puzzle together. And it's certainly the case that we still don't know quite what happened in June. From speaking to Kevin McDonald earlier today, it's hard to know how much of what happened in June was revealed because of, you know, he said that they were limited in what they could tell the delegates because of the confidentiality agreement. So maybe the delegates know more than they were told at the meeting. Maybe they think they know more than they know. I say that with respect, you know, because when there's a vacuum in information, that's we've all heard any amount of rumours about what problems were, and you know, so many of the rumours are in direct competition with each other that they cannot all be true.
Yeah.
So it is very, very hard to know where the rights and the wrongs of what happened in late June, early July stand. But I have a feeling we'll know soon enough.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay, this is going to play out. So I guess the next few days we'll probably hear from people involved in Carnacone unless this thing is resolved. And then we will have the game in disrepute. Then we are going to have a bit of a sad guy, I think, Edwin. And you're going to be busy over the next few days.
Unfortunately, yeah, correct on all counts, Joe.
Okay. Listen, Edwin McGrail of the Mayo News. Thanks so much, Edwin.
No problem, Joe.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.